My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
So tomorrow sees the grand finale of Dancing with the Stars. Never mind Patrick's Day, that's the big event of the weekend. Jack Woolley is one of the people who is in that final, and I don't want to jinx him, but hotly tipped to potentially do well, and he's with us this morning. Jack, how are you?
I'm great, yourself, thanks.
I'm good. Give us a sense of preparations between now and then. Have you done all of the rehearsals and practice and all that, or is there still time to squeeze out a little bit of final practice?
So we finished our last day in the dance studios yesterday. Today we go into the actual main studio and we run our dance a few times on the actual floor and just to kind of get the space, because sometimes it can be a little bit different, you know, spatial awareness. You get to see your graphics for the first time and stuff, so you kind of run your dance, you wear your costumes and stuff. So today we'll get to do each dance, I think, two or three times each and practice our group number, because we have to do an opening as well. So basically, we have three dances to kind of run on the floor today a few times. And yeah, it's a long day. I think I'm in from nine until six today.
My God, that is a long day. And do you get to see the other competitors and get a sense of what their dances are like? Can you judge the competition?
Yeah we do. I haven't seen any of them yet. Actually, that's a lie. I've seen Kaylee so far. We're good friends, so we kind of go into each other's rooms and kind of just allow each other to do it in front of somebody, because, you know, it is very different doing it in front of a mirror, because sometimes you feel a bit ridiculous watching yourself back. But having somebody there kind of give you a little bit of a boost. And yeah, I've seen Kaylee's yesterday, so...
I imagine as well your attitude towards it must change as the run goes on, because at the start it's probably a bit of crack and there's a whole lot of people involved and it's just a big spectacle. But once you're down to four finalists, I imagine the competitive edge comes into it a bit.
I was actually the opposite way around. I came into this being like, I want to win. And then after week three, I think I just had this bit of thing where I wasn't enjoying it as much as I had hoped I was. I think because I'd realised I was quite good at it and I wanted to really go for it like I do in my sport. But that's not what I came into it for. I came into it to show like the real Jack Woolley, you know. For many years, I kind of felt like I was becoming like a robot in my elite sport. You know, I was kind of being told how to act, being told what to say, just getting to train. And I was just, it was starting to become very a mundane routine in my sport. And I wanted to come out here and just show what I'm like as a person. And you know, there's a massive difference. I'm looking back on the first couple of weeks, even the confidence in my level of dancing and the interviews afterwards, like I'm much more myself. And that's kind of what I'm the proudest of in this whole journey. Of course, like we all want to go out there and win, but you know, it's not even based on our performance this week. Like you could go out and you could do the best dance you could ever do in your life. You could be the best dancer that they've ever had, and you still might not win because it's down to public votes. So I'm a bit of a control freak. So the fact that control is out of my out of my hands. I'm just going out there to have fun and enjoy it and hope the public do and get behind us and vote as many times as they can.
That must be a nice tribute though, that thing of realising that whatever about, because the skill of the dance, you know even before you take it into the studio, am I any good? You know, is it a difficult dance? Do I do it well? But discovering that people actually like you, that has to be nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. That was the first thought, because I was in the bottom two last week and I was at the I got a perfect score. So for me, that obviously I did the maths really quick. I went, oh my God, I'm not getting votes. People don't like me. And that was kind of the way my brain went straight away. But quickly, I had to go out and perform again and I had to just go back into, go out and do your dance well. And I think the fact that I've even made it all the way to final, you know, people are appreciating me as a person, not just me as, the athlete again, but it has been the journey of a lifetime. I've said it from this, like, I'd say halfway through, there was a moment where I just went, this is the best thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I feel like, yes, the Olympics is amazing and it's been something that I was training towards since I'm six, but, you know, the Olympics, I think, carries a lot of weight. The fact that I'm able to go in here and just be myself, like for years, I kind of lost my confidence with the sport and with what happened to me in Dublin City Centre and stuff like that. I felt like a bit of a shell of myself, and I can even see it, like the way I was holding myself on the TV week one, just such a shy character. And then to see myself week five, six, seven, constantly grow in confidence. And that's kind of all down to my dance partner. Like, she's been an absolute joy to work with, like a real friend for life. Like, I'm going to be devastated when it finishes. It's been, if they ever want to do an All-Stars or bring any of us back, I would bite that hand off. Or it has honestly been the best 3 months of my whole life.
I'm interested though that I can see how the being assaulted in Dublin City Centre would have an impact on your confidence and how you'd feel about yourself. I would have thought Olympics and all that went with it would have had the opposite effect, that it would give you a sense of self-worth and self-esteem, no?
Yeah, well, I've always kind of been really talented at my sport, but unfortunately, like, getting, like, knockbacks and, it's the weight-making side of things can be quite difficult, like, hard to take every single time you have to compete. You've got to diet, you've got to dehydrate yourself, and you know, sometimes you can fall out of love with the sport. Like, luckily I'm in a place now where I've moved to Spain. I have a new set of coaches, a new team behind me. And, you know, we don't get let into the gym. We're not allowed to train unless we're smiling, unless we're happy. And that's the complete opposite way to how it's been for maybe the last 19, 20 years of my career. You know, I felt it was always very serious, and I've had all these expectations on myself because I'm the first person in Ireland to do it. I'm the only one kind of at that level. And now going to Spain and being surrounded by athletes at a similar level has just been such a weight off my shoulders. I'm actually able to go out there and have fun and enjoy every single training session. And the coach pulls you up now if he doesn't see you're happy. He's like, maybe you should go home and rest more. And I feel like that since Paris, it's kind of been trying to get my spark back. And I feel like I have. And that's down to change, but it's also a big for this competition that I'm in now. Like, Dance with the Stars has just been unreal, you know? And it's also the fact that I've always been so close to a gold. Like, I'm European silver medalist 4 times. I'm World Grand Prix bronze medalist. I'm missing out on medals at the Olympics by 1 point. You know, I've always been so close. So, it would be a dream to go out there this weekend and win, but at the same time, I feel like I have won in many different aspects of finally being myself again.
So have you given any thought to what you're going to do when it all finishes? I mean, hopefully, we keep our fingers crossed that it finishes with you taking away the win, but even whatever way it wraps up, you're going to go from what you describe as the best thing in your life that you've ever done to just returning to normality next week. Have you a plan?
I do, yeah. Like I said, me and a few of the other, like, Elaine and stuff are very close friends, but funnily enough, my partner Dave, who does be in the audience every week, made friends in the audience, and it just so happens to be Kaylee's boyfriend. So the four of us are actually all heading away to Tenerife next Sunday for a little trip away for a week.
Very nice.
Sun, and you know, them two will probably be off together as two lads off and our holly bops, and me and Kaylee will probably be sandbetting on the beach. You never know. We're absolutely loving it. So that's the plan. And then head back to Spain maybe for me training mid to end of April, because I have a few media bits that I want to get done before I head back, and like a few talks and Q&As and stuff like that, and just have a bit of time to myself, because my partner's actually going into the guards, and I want to kind of let him do that in his own time, but I want to spend some time together before we kind of go on our own separate career paths for a little bit.
Plus, you'll need the time to make sure that the tax is right in the car and all that if he's going to become a guard.
Yeah. No, he's a good one, he is, yeah.
Jack, listen, best of luck. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Jack, of course, is going to be dancing Sunday, 6:30 on RTE1. That is Jack Woolley. Jack, thanks again.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.